It's here and now on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody. The Phoenix area has one of the highest rates of so-called disconnected youth in the country. Those are 16 to 24-year-olds who are neither working nor in school. The Project Measure of America has been looking at this population, and in a report says as of 2010, there were nearly 6 million disconnected youths, about 1 in 7 Americans between those ages. That report also says 17.3% of 16 to 24-year-olds in the Phoenix area are disconnected. Only three of the largest metro areas in the country had higher rates. That's led to efforts in the Valley to try to bring that number down. One of the people behind those efforts is Don Covey, Maricopa County Superintendent of Schools, and he joins me now. Don, welcome.
Good morning, Mark.
So how big of a problem do you see this being?
Well, it's huge. You already stated very well that nationally it's 1 in 7 young people between the ages 16 and 24 who are disconnected. In the metropolitan area of Phoenix, it's 1 in 5. In certain locales by zip code, it can be as low as 1 in 3, and that's our focus, and they're actually called Promise Zones, which is a national program in terms of saying is, how do you move this population away from being disconnected to reconnect them with a lot of the opportunities they unfortunately did missed when they were younger people.
So your agency has been involved in a couple of summits dealing with this. You have another one coming up in a few months. What kinds of strategies are you trying to come up with to try to bring the number down and get these 16 to 24-year-olds either back to school or in some kind of career?
Our first summit back in May of the past year, we had an awareness. People were, this is like a big white elephant in the valley. Nobody really sees it. I mean, can you see a young person? They don't have a barcode on their head that said, I am disconnected. So our first summit dealt with just, are you aware of this elephant in the valley? And they said, wow. And we had about 300 people there from different agencies, both public, private, and citizens as well. And so that awareness really helped us move to the next October, the most recent summit, Summit 2. We said, we just can't be talking about the problem. We have to do something with it. So our research division started looking at across the country. They came about with three different organizations, cities, as a matter of fact, Philadelphia, who have been working on disconnected youth for the last decade. And what's significant, they serve about 85,000 young people a year in this population, and they made great gains of getting them associated again. And then Boston. Boston's another great example. Los Angeles City and city schools have been really another good ally. So we've somewhat collaborated very closely with these individuals saying is, what has to be different? So they said, well, you need to develop what we call as a paradigm, a design of kind of a blueprint. And they discovered our success had been one of the following four things. They're called pathways. First pathway has to do with re-engagement centers. These are centers that, like, if you and I are disconnected, we start finding out where the location of these places are, and they can help us. They help a young person saying is, what is it you can do, and what's it take to do that? So they can kind of start setting some goals in their mind, and they have revelations of saying is, I had no idea I had that talent or ability. The second pathway has to do with educational momentum. The educational system they were in, they disengaged from, you can't recreate that. Then the third pathway we use has to do with career pathways. What does that real career look like? Then finally, the one that really makes a big difference, they call is youth, positive youth development. There's a lot of psychological. Unfortunately, these young people made bad mistakes. They can be addicted to drugs, alcohol, and taking the wrong path. So they got to start rewiring their brain cells a little bit of saying, I can positive, I can do this now. I couldn't do before, but I believe in myself.
Well, you referenced that this is a population that's not sort of out there, that you kind of have to know to be looking for. And as you referenced, these are people who have sort of disengaged from school or from a career. So A, how do you get to them? And B, how do you convince them that, hey, this is something that you should be looking at, maybe going back to get a GED, or here's a career that you could pursue?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing is we can advertise. This population is very astute. So once you can give them excitement about how they can really become more connected in their life and what have you, you're going to have to change the word, though, later on. Nobody likes to be disconnected. But they say, hey, you can be an opportunity. So this opportunity is that we can prevail on it. Here's the key. Once you have a certain number of these young people together, they market and sell each other. They are the best salespeople with their peers of saying, hey, these people are legitimate. They really do care, and they can make a difference to it. Plus the fact you have to have caring adults who also believe these young people are not dumb stupid. They're very bright. They have the same capacity in their brain. It's providing them those opportunities them to succeed.
How much of fixing this problem can and should be done through government, and how much of it has to be done through nonprofits or other kinds of resources?
All of the above. All of the above. I think initially I represent government as a county, and I think there has to be somebody who initiates, who starts the momentum moving. But as I said earlier, when all of our summits have a representation from private and public sector, because it takes a combination of both. The sooner we can move away from being codependent on public services and get me more to the private, that's the investment. But private investment won't get there unless you can show from the public resources, like public schools, have a young person capable of doing a job. Once you see that, they start kicking in. So there's a combination of public and private. It's a harmony of both, but it should certainly not be totally public, because if they're codependent on government, they won't go anywhere.
What's a realistic goal as far as bringing the number down? I mean, do you want to bring it to zero? Is that a realistic goal?
I'm going to take the lead from Measures of America. If we collaboratively can come together, private and public, really know what we're faced with, and we say I have a population, I'll reduce it very conservatively, 100,000. In 5 years, if we reduce that by 50%, by utilizing these pathways and these incentives and these collaborations we'd have, that'd be humongous. I didn't even talk about what it cost with this population. You're into the social cost right now, if you put it all together, about $127 billion over 4 years. That's huge. We can't afford to do that. We wanted to convert them from being, if you will, kind of the dependent on the social service public side to becoming taxpayers. That sounds really self-serving, but that's how we generate the support services of opportunities. So a 50% reduction over 5 years. We can't say we're going to start now and in 10 years come back and check with us. Americans don't wait that long. We have actually no delayed gratification. We've got to get it now.
Don Covey is Maricopa County Superintendent of Schools. Don, thanks.
You're more than welcome.
It's not just governments and nonprofits working to address this issue. The arts are also taking a crack at it. This weekend, Rising Youth Theater will perform the world premiere of the play Disengaged by Tucson playwright Milta Ortiz. To talk more about the show, I'm joined by Exanthia Walker, one of the co-founders of Rising Youth Theater, and high school student Alyssa Baeza, who's working on the play as assistant stage manager. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Exanthia, this play looks at the issue of disengaged youth, disconnected youth, by talking to current high school students. So how did this all come about?
Well, Mayor Stanton's office released a report in last spring about the dropout crisis in Arizona, and specifically in Phoenix. And as a theater company that is really interested in issues in our community that impact youth, we said, well, of course, we want to do a play about that.
So what did the students have to say?
We went through a process with a bunch of different community partners. We worked really closely with Genesis Academy, where Alyssa is actually a student. And we heard a really wide array of stories. But the most common thing I think that we heard was that a lot of youth leave school because they feel like it is not the place for them. They're not supported, or it's not where they belong, or it's not where they are getting positive reinforcement or resources. And so they leave because they feel like it's not their space.
Alyssa, is this an issue that you and your peers and your classmates talk about?
Yes, it is. It's because we have a lot of hard trouble. And what people don't understand is that with every economy that keeps going and every generation, it gets harder and harder. But the youth does not feel like that they belong in the school and they're not getting the educational help that they need. So they just go down the wrong path and they just don't want to come to school, which I think is a really, really big problem.
When you say that they think that school is not really, they're not getting the education they need, it's not teaching them what they need to know, or they just don't need what school is offering them right now?
What they don't understand is that it is about the learning, and some teachers don't care or provide the necessary services that they need to help improve their skills and get them through life. But it is also about where they don't care or they don't feel like they need it in life. They don't need education, but it'll take you a long way in improving your life and getting you a job, a house, and all of that. And throughout the school years, it does get harder, and we learn that. But if you don't understand the work and the teacher just push you forward, you don't understand it and you don't get set in the right direction you need. You just fall behind. And they blame that on the students, but it's also the students, the teachers, the staff, and their family who needs to help them boost the level up and get to that level where they need to be at.
Xanthia, tell us a little bit about the play, and I'm curious about how you perform a show like this without being kind of preachy about it.
Oh, that's absolutely a consideration. We're really focused on starting a conversation. The play is not about answers, and it's not about talking about what we should do to end the dropout crisis. What we were really interested in is, what is the youth perspective? What do young people have to say about this? I think we talk around youth issues a lot as adults in the world, and it's sort of rare that we actually ask young people what they think and what their actual experience is. So that's what we wanted to do with this. We wanted to bring youth voices and youth stories into the conversation, and we mediate that through art. But our play doesn't provide solutions. It's supposed to start us in a direction of a dialogue in our community.
Alyssa, how close to real life, or how accurate do you find the play?
It's really, really close to real life, because it's like right on, not pinpoint, it's like exactly how we feel and how we feel when we're in school and adults, and like, it's not just how we are in school, but how we go home with it and how all the pressure comes down on us at home and we have to go through life like this, and it's like nobody understands, but it's exactly the way we live our life, and it's going to get worse and worse if we don't do something about it.
Oh, Alyssa, you are someone who describes herself as having to re-engage. So I'm curious, what was the process like of becoming disengaged and then sort of getting back on track?
For me personally, if I could allow that, I felt like I wasn't learning right. I know the stuff. I know the material. I wasn't getting extra credit to help. I used to help students out, and they never understood because the teacher never taught right. But my perspective is that that we, as a student body, we don't understand. But if you have students, and like I got disengaged, I never dropped out, but I felt like I was to that point of where I wanted to drop out. And once I learned that, I found a school that actually helps provide you with services after school and help you actually learn the criteria that you need to graduate, I felt that I know where I belong.
Alyssa Baez is working on the play Disengaged as assistant stage manager. We also heard from Xanthia Walker, co-founder of Rising Youth Theater. Disengaged, performing this weekend at Phoenix Center for the Arts. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.